Dis 13 minute oor 6 en jy is steeds ingeskakel hier op Casey Talk met my Rasaad Adams. Nou, die afgelope paar maande sedert die opening van die nuwe drift begrafplaas in die Parel. Dit is 'n multi-miljoen rand projek en belegging in die Drakensberg munisipaliteit nadat die Klein Parys begrafplaas sy kapasiteit bereik het of eintlik maar ver oor sy kapasiteit gegaan het, het die munisipaliteit nou besluit om hierdie nuwe stuk grond te identifiseer wat buite die dorp is. Dit is daar op die pad Mamesbury toe, so dit is heeltemal uit die dorp uit. Daar is die nuwe begrafplaas toe opgerig. En daar was 'n bietjie confusion, daar was baie vrae, daar was baie klagtes gewees vanuit die gemeenskap uit en die groot ding was maar oor die afstand dat dit nou so ver geleë is buite die woonbuurte van ons mense, jy weet, vakansie dae, familie dae, jy weet, spandeer jy maar nou die dag om blomme op jou geliefde se gat te gaan sit, maar nou moet jy al die pad tot daar travel met begrafnisse self ook moet dan nou ekstra vervoer gereël word om jou geliefdes by die perseel uit te kry. Maar dis nou natuurlik 'n probleem waaraan daar niks gedoen kan word nie. Ons kan wel hoor wat die ander klagtes is van ons inwoners. And tonight we are of course joined by Mr. Malusi Mdoda and he is the manager for cemeteries and parks or cemeteries and resorts at Drakensberg Municipality. Mr. Madoda, good evening. Thank you so much for your time. Of course, there is a second phase of the project that is, of course, now underway. Before we go into why the specific location, perhaps just take us through what's going to occur and happen during this phase of the project now.
Thank you very much. Good evening, and good evening to your listeners as well. As you correctly said, my name is Malusi Mdoda, the manager for Cemeteries and Resorts. Yes, indeed, the phase two has kicked in at the Nebetev Cemetery. This phase entails construction of park access, that is in preparation for additional burial plots, a temporary parking area, access roads, stormwater infrastructure, and the tree removal. And then lastly, through the adjustment process, we were given $1 million for the fencing works to fence the part of the cemetery. So that is basically what entails on phase two of the Nebetev cemetery.
There's, of course, and this is probably the biggest question in this whole project, as to why this specific location? Why did you choose and identify as a municipality, that piece of land to erect a new cemetery and to start a new cemetery project? And in your answering, perhaps just take us back to the Klein Parys Cemetery here in Paarl. We do understand that is a cemetery that reached its capacity. Was that the main reason why a new site had to be identified?
Yes, indeed. The Parys Cemetery was nearing reaching its capacity. So we had to be proactive and look for alternative burial sites. But you might be aware or not aware, there's various environmental laws that determines where the cemeteries can be. And that is part of the reason why Nebetev came up to be the best site. For an example, there has to be a certain distance from a habitable building, which is a 500-meter buffer. Also, the cemetery must be 350 meters away from the groundwater source to avoid any contamination. So taking those environmental legislation into consideration, the site in Nebetev became the perfect site. Obviously, you know, the selected location represents the land that is currently available. It is also important to know that as the municipality, we compete with private developers, human settlements, agricultural land for the same land. So much of the suitable land is privately owned and it's often sold to the highest bidder. So after looking at all those considerations, Nevertheless became then the proper site to develop a cemetery.
So you are saying that within the areas within Paarl where you would find your residential areas, there wasn't a suitable and big enough site? I'm just thinking in terms of the distance, because that's one of the complaints that we got from the community, from our listeners, is why does it have to be so far outside of Paarl? Why do we have to travel so far during funerals, but of course also to go and visit a loved one that's buried there?
As I've said, before one identified a land for a cemetery, certain application has to be done to provincial government. And one of the considerations is what I've raised already, the key buffer zone legislation, that a new cemetery must be developed 500 meters away from a habitable building. So you take all those into consideration. And so there might be available piece of land that as communities you feel that it can be used for burials, but if the private seller is not willing to sell, there's nothing the municipality can do. So under the circumstances, that was the only site available within Barakenstein that we can use as a cemetery, hence the option to develop there.
All right, now I just want to take it back to Klein Parijs briefly before I move on from that, the previous site. So you are saying as a municipality, Klein Parijs has reached its capacity in your words tonight. You said that it was in the process of reaching its capacity. So no more burials are taking place at Klein Parijs. And perhaps just speak on the land adjacent to Klein Parijs. Because there has been calls by the community, why not extend the existing cemetery because there is available land around Klein Parijs?
You are correct to say there is a piece of land adjacent to Klein Parijs, which the municipality have tried to investigate the possibility of extending in that piece of land. Unfortunately, there are some species that are endemic specifically in that piece of land. And the environmental authorities have shut it down completely to say no waste. It cannot be allowed. As I'm saying, in a public eye, it's just a piece of land. But with environmental legislation, they are red tape. So we couldn't bypass that. On your second part of the question, there is a portion in Paris that can still be used for burials. But it's not a big piece, but it requires quite specialized machinery. Because it's quite a rocky area. So as soon as we make funds available and we get the required machinery, we can perhaps, you know, look at the possibility. But it's not a lot. That could possibly accommodate plus minus 600 to 800 grave loads in Klein Parijs. Other than that, there is no space for new burials. We're only allowing the on-tops at the Paris cemetery.
All right. No, so as I said in the beginning, there has been, of course, complaints from the communities, from funeral undertakers and funeral organizations regarding some challenges with the new site, for example, access, infrastructure, and, of course, available space. But you are saying that it is a developing project. There are more phases that is in the pipeline, and the second phase, of course, that's now being underway. But how have you handled these complaints? How has it been dealt with, these complaints that have been coming from these stakeholders within the community that I've mentioned now?
I think it's quite important to know that it is essential, because in essence it allows us time to increase the available burial space, and also we are expanding the parking area, improve access and functionality. As it stands, there's quite a lot of congestion when there's burials over weekends. So part of what we are doing, we're trying to expand the parking itself and also creating more burial space for future purposes. We have issues. You are realistic. Apologizing in advance for any inconvenience caused during the construction. And we continue to urge the residents and undertakers to remain patient while the improvements are underway. But critically, we've received quite constructive comments, and where practically possible, we're trying to accommodate all the requests as much as we can.
No, that's very good to hear. One always welcomes the constructive criticism. Just in terms of the total burial plots, what's the figure that we're looking at when this project is then finalized? In the long run, how many burial plots do we aim to have here?
The estimate is plus minus 14,000 burial plots as per the approved layout plan.
And in terms of the years, how many years does the municipality anticipate that the expanded cemetery will be sufficient to meet the area's burial needs?
Based on the current plan, we're burying an average of 75 new burials in Neverdrift per month. So based on that, we're looking at plus minus 12 years as the lifespan of that cemetery for new burials. You would note we can bury two in one plot. So the estimate of 12 years talks to new
career. And then just finally, Mr. Madoda, we of course now read that, and you can correct me, I'm speaking under correction, there's now been a new 3 million rand that has now been budgeted and invested for phase 3 already of the project. So what is the work that still lies ahead to ensure that, you know, this facility is capacitated to undergo the 12 years that you've mentioned now and the over 14,000 burial sites?
All right. I think probably that we're developing an excellent approach. Currently, so that there's a draft amount of 3 million. That must still be approved by council. Part of that phase 3 will include additional bulk investment to create more burial space. Also, what is key is installation of temporary ablution facilities, because as it stands, we're only using the hired ones. Also included is that is construction of roads, development of stormwater infrastructure, and also completion of the fencing work. So that's basically what we'd like to target on FAUP based on the amount of money available to us.
What is your message to the community of Paul and, you know, the greater Drakenstein that makes use of that facility? As you and I have both mentioned now and alluded to, it is a multi-million rand investment into offering a dignified send off to those who have lost their loved ones.
Look, I would first like to apologize because the project itself is a work in progress, which is not ideal. We're constructing while we're burying at the same time. Unfortunately, we don't have much space to work with. But that being said, we are in a process of being proactive and, you know, identifying future burial space so that we don't find ourselves in a situation like this. For an example, we had COVID. It didn't notify anyone. We don't want to find a situation where there's a tragedy we have found wanting. So we are in the process of investigating different alternative burial sites and also looking at different burial methods to ensure that people of Drakenstein are buried in the dignified cemeteries and in the dignified method. Thank you very much.
And that is Mr. Malusi Mdoda. He's the manager for parks, for resorts and cemeteries at Drakenstein Municipality. Just giving us an oversight of the work that's currently underway at the new Nieuwe Drift Cemetery, a facility here in Paarl. As you've heard now, the municipality anticipates that this new facility will have a lifespan of over 12 years. And in the long run, it hopes to accommodate over 14,000 burial sites. Phase two of the project is currently underway. There's a draft budget now for where another additional 3 million rand has been budgeted for. Of course, that is a budget that still needs to be approved by council, but it is a multi-million rand investment to, of course, as Mr. Madoda mentioned and alluded to offer dignified send-offs to our loved ones here in Drakenstein.